morning on WCHL, teachers at Chapel Hill High School claim they've noticed multiple instances of plagiarism recently, but they're not talking about students.
It sounds very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model.
Dillard says it's not laying off its employees when the store closes down, but instead trying to find them alternate employment.
We have offered all 33 associates at the Chapel Hill location employment at other Dillard's.
And Dean Smith receives the highest national honor.
We salute fierce competitors who became true champions.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC's football motto, one game at a time, rings truer than ever this weekend. The Tar Heels take on Old Dominion and have to avoid looking ahead to the Duke Blue Devils. Volleyball took down rival North Carolina State in a clean sweep. And women's basketball and men's soccer dive back into competition tonight.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
45 degrees in Chapel Hill, 805 at WCHL. A cloudy day, 20% chance of rain this morning. Our high today in the low 50s. Cold coming this weekend. Teachers at Chapel Hill High School are accusing the school's principal of plagiarism in internal communications, but Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Tom Forsella says many of the resources that the principal used were likely the same a lot of principals and teachers use.
I know that there are a variety of books that principals have access to with sample letters.
Forsella says he's received the letters in question and he's reviewed them. One was compared to a letter Principal Salura Jackson wrote herself at her former school, Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The other was compared to a letter written by an Arizona high school administration.
It sounds very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model that are in a variety of different books that principals can pick up that really kind of gives you a framework for writing a letter.
Some teachers told the Independent Weekly that they were embarrassed when they found out that the principal did this. However, the works were not published. They were internal communications. And she told the Indy that she could point out the sources if someone asked. Forsella says the point that was most puzzling to him was that the article pointed to the fact that Jackson copied letters that she had written while she was at her former school.
Ms. Jackson was the founding principal of the school that she was worked at and the only principal they've ever had. So I think if she's using information or using written material from her prior school, she probably wrote it.
So she's being accused of plagiarizing herself. Forsella says he hopes the school and the district will learn from this matter about how to best handle internal matters.
And if this were a concern by a few staff members, I think it would have been a lot easier to contact the principal directly and just say, geez, you know, I'm wondering if this was cited correctly or I saw this letter somewhere else, rather than going to the media and creating a story that I think there was a perfect explanation for.
Chapel Hill Carborough school board members say class rankings are doing students more harm than good. At tonight's meeting, the board will discuss a plan to ask the North Carolina General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges around the country are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. According to administrators, about half of the nation's high schools have already done away with class rankings. The board will also discuss recent test results released earlier this month that showed economically disadvantaged students struggling to meet new state standards. The meeting will start tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Elected officials from Carborough, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County will all come together tonight to discuss affordable housing, recycling, and the future of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Affordable housing advocates are working to create a countywide housing referral network to help residents find affordable housing in Orange County. Some elected officials have suggested a bond referendum to help finance new housing options. The towns and county will also consider the potential for future collaboration on recycling as the curbside pickup program is shifting to a new funding model. County leaders hope the towns will sign off on a new interlocal agreement by the start of next year. In addition, the various boards and council will discuss the status of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County officials all worked together for 18 months to bring sewer service and a community center to that neighborhood that bore the burden of the landfill for 40 years. But the plan is now on hold. Elected officials will consider tonight creating an implementation plan to move those projects forward. The Assembly of Governments meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. A representative from Dillard's department store says that the closure of its location in University Mall will not result in layoffs for current employees. Spokeswoman Julie Bull says that though the Dillard's will close at the end of January, the department store is working to find other employment options for all of its associates.
The paperwork is worded as such that it does refer to these as layoffs. The fact is, we have offered all 33 associates at the Chapel Hill location employment at other Dillard's locations in the area.
Dillard's has nearby store locations at Triangle Town Center in Raleigh, the Cary Town Center, and also at Alamance Crossing in Burlington.
18 of these associates have requested to go to other stores. Some of the additional ones have transferred out of state. So we've worked with all 33 of these associates to place them in other Dillard's jobs in the area. Some have chosen to retire.
As WCHL has already reported, a 13-screen luxury movie theater, Silver Spot Cinema, will open in the current Dillard's location in 2015. The announcement was made at the beginning of November after months of speculation that Dillard's was leaving the shopping center. A source told WCHL News back in September that the department store was leaving and that negotiations were underway with a non-retail store to replace it. That turned out to be the theater. Currently, the clothing store is functioning as a clearance center.
It occurred to us that going ahead and selling that and exiting that would be best for that location.
As part of a greater redevelopment plan for University Mall, new leases signed this year include some businesses from University Square, William Travis Fine Jewelers, Fine Feathers, Peacock Alley, also Tri Sports and Kidzu Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The shopping center's Harris Teeter grocery store is undergoing a $9 million renovation. The Chapel Hill Public Library is extending its hours of operation for the second time this year. Library Director Susan Brown tells WCHL the additional hours will go into effect on Thursday, December 12th.
So we are very happy to announce that we are restoring 2 hours of service into our operational schedule. It's going to be Thursday night from 6 till 8 are the 2 hours that we're adding back in.
When the new library opened in April, its hours of operation were reduced from 68 hours down to 54 hours per week. In August, 6 hours were added back to the weekend schedule.
With these extra hours that we have restored, we've added in some new programs, especially in the children's area. So there's more story times and more weekend programs. So business is booming.
When the 2 additional hours are added in December, the library will be operating at 62 hours per week, very close to what it was in the beginning, which was 68. The library is currently open from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and on Sundays from noon until 6. Lungs can live on for several hours even after the body dies. If the lungs are recovered from an organ donor in time, it may lead to transplant operations that could save thousands of lives. With a $4.2 million National Institutes of Health grant, the UNC School of Medicine is breaking ground now with a clinical trial that tests an innovative method of recovering healthy lungs from donors who suffer sudden death outside a hospital. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
The use of organs like this recovered after death, this is not something that's currently done. It's not currently standard practice, but this is the first step to make this happen in the United States.
Dr. Thomas Egan, a professor at the UNC School of Medicine, is leading the trial. Through research, he found that the lungs have a unique ability to stay alive. Other organs require oxygen to be present through blood circulation.
And the reason the lung lives for hours after people die is because the lung has a supply of oxygen in all of the tiny little air sacs and the airways, and the cells in those airways and air sacs live off of the oxygen in the lung. They don't rely on blood flow in order to get oxygen.
Only 1,800 lungs a year are transplanted from conventional brain-dead organ donors who have died in a hospital. Of that number, only 25% are found to be suitable for transplant.
There may be upwards of 40,000 patients that might be candidates for lung transplant to help them breathe better and live longer, and frankly, a much more improved quality of life if there were enough lungs to transplant.
Egan says there is a great need for healthy lungs.
Lung disease is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, and while it's far behind cancer and cardiovascular disease, there are close to 200,000 deaths every year from end-stage lung disease.
The trial has two critical parts. The first step is retrieving the lungs, departing from the normal donation process. Currently, the organs of registered donors who die outside of hospitals are not used. This is where Egan says the difference can be made. There's a 1 to 2 hour window for the lungs to be recovered after the donor has died. Once emergency workers determine that the patient cannot be resuscitated, the local organ recovery agency will step in to contact the next of kin for permission to participate in the clinical trial. Once permission is granted, emergency workers will then pump a small amount of air into the lungs to preserve them during the transport to a hospital. Part two of the trial begins once the lungs arrive at the hospital. Inside a dome-shaped machine, Egan's lab ventilates the lungs with a special solution to determine suitability for transplantation. The liquid is meant to flow like blood would inside the lungs. Once the lungs are found to be healthy, the lungs will then be transplanted into patients. The trial pools together the cooperation of organizations such as the emergency rooms of UNC and Duke Hospitals, Wake County Emergency Services, and Carolina Donor Services, the region's organ procurement organization. If the trial proves successful, Egan believes it could lead to revolutionizing the organ donation process in the United States.
Other organs might be salvaged down the road if we can change the whole paradigm of what happens to individuals after death if they've indicated a desire to be an organ donor.
Egan was recruited by UNC Hospitals to start the lung transplant program in 1989. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill's own Dean Smith in the national spotlight, and that's something that the coach has never liked. That story coming up on WCHL. It's 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and you know about their great chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents, no matter how big. Cruisers, good to go. Well, traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly this morning. No major problems to report. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, some of the usual congested areas out there. But other than that, if you spot anything that's unusual, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Let us know about it. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you have a quandary, you're wondering what to do for dinner tonight, well, why not call ahead and then stop by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 42 in Carborough, cloudy, 20% chance of rain this morning, our high today in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy with still a slight chance of rain, probably after midnight. Temperatures will hold steady tonight in the upper 40s. Then tomorrow, it's going to get a little warmer, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of rain, low in the low 50s, and it's going to turn really cooler for the weekend. On Saturday, cooler with a high only in the middle 50s, 60% chance of rain all day Saturday. Then on Saturday night, cold with a low down around 30. And on Sunday, colder with the sunshine, but the high only in the upper 30s. So we're talking about some very cool weather on the way. 8:18 at WCHL. Former University of North Carolina men's basketball coach Dean Smith ceremoniously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom yesterday at the White House.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history. But his successes go far beyond X's and O's. Even as he won 78% of his games, he graduated 96% of his players.
President Barack Obama said Dean Smith is a courageous man. He was courageous on the sidelines, and he's been courageous outside the gym during his whole career.
He recruited the first black scholarship athlete to North Carolina and helped integrate a restaurant and a neighborhood in Chapel Hill. That's the kind of character that he represented on and off the court.
15 other people were honored at the White House for the 50th anniversary of the Medal of Freedom. President John F. Kennedy signed the executive order to start this back in 1963. And since then, more than 500 people have received the nation's highest civilian honor.
We salute fierce competitors who became true champions.
Some of the others who were honored yesterday include baseball player Ernie Banks, former President Bill Clinton, the youngest American and first American woman in space, the late Sally Ride, the media proprietor, talk show host, actress, producer, and philanthropist Oprah Winfrey, Gloria Steinem, and so many others. On the court, Dean Smith won two national championships, and when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems Dean Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Those of us who live here in Chapel Hill have heard this many times. Some people who live here know about it firsthand. He took a stand in a time when many high-profile figures sat on the sidelines. Dean Smith used his high-profile position to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process back in the tumultuous 60s. He has certainly lent his name and his support to a number of other causes, including fighting against the death penalty and others. Many of his players called Dean Smith a second father. His leadership of those young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate over the years. To listen to the ceremony presenting the 2013 Presidential Medals of Freedom, including the President's kind words about Dean Smith, you can view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 8:20, and it is time now to take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. It's survival of the fittest this time of the year on the football gridiron, but the Tar Heels can see the finish line now that there are only two games remaining in the regular season. There, of course, is a possible bowl bid if Carolina can just win one of these last two regular season games. They're taking it one game at a time, as they have all season long. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Football team isn't taking Old Dominion lightly. Despite their rather low-profile place in the collegiate sports hierarchy, there is one player on the Monarch squad that reigns supreme. ODU quarterback Tyler Heineke threw for a Division I football record 730 yards last season against New Hampshire, and last week tallied 533 yards and four touchdowns. Head coach Larry Fedora says this guy is special.
Well, one thing, the quarterback's a little bit deeper in his just in his alignment from behind the center and the shotgun, and they get the ball out really quick. I mean, and this cat's really good. I mean, he knows where to go with the ball, so he's not back there standing there back there patting it. He knows where he's going. Their offensive line does a good job, I mean, protecting him, and he does a really good job of extending plays also.
Old Dominion's offense looks eerily familiar to East Carolina, and we all remember that September debacle. The Tar Heel defense was completely shredded by the ECU attack in front of their demoralized home fans. Coach Fedora says he reminded his players of that ugly memory earlier in the week.
I mean, we talked about it on Sunday, and haven't talked about it since, and probably won't. I mean, our guys understand what's at stake, and they know what... You know, it's all about learning from your lessons all the way through the season. And that's why we do our corrections on Sundays, talk about mistakes we've made so we don't make the same mistakes in the future.
We're now into late November, and Coach Fedora says his guys are getting banged up. But he says there isn't a team in the country whose depth chart isn't thinning out this late in the season.
I mean, we're in mid to late November. I mean, it's football. It is what it is. I mean, we'd love to have a few more guys with us, but it's just the way it is at this time of the year. I'd say probably everybody in the country is beat up. I can't imagine a team that's not. And guys have to take care of the bodies, and they got to try to survive it.
Speaking of injuries, offensive lineman Russell Vodine was shifted over to guard from his normal position at center for the Pittsburgh game due to team injuries. But Vodine says no matter where he lines up, the goal is simple this Saturday.
You know, just go out there, and they're coming in. It's their last game of the year. It'll be a big game for them. You know, we didn't take ECU seriously a little bit and went out and got embarrassed. So can't let that happen again, and just, you know, go out and get a W.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have Dave Glenn of ACC Sports Journal and the Dave Glenn Radio Show with us today. Honored to have you with us again, Dave. And everybody knows that this Tar Heel football team has really turned it around from a 1-5 start. Now they're 5-5, going after another win on Saturday against Old Dominion to become bowl eligible. And, you know, Duke lurking ahead. It's difficult, I guess, not to at least think about the Blue Devils, especially with how good they are this season.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ron, and I think lingering in the background is the reality that Larry Fedora, even after that 1-5 start that had a lot of people reaching for the panic button, he has a chance to tie for the division title. And there's no scenario, of course, where the Tar Heels play in the ACC title game, but if they beat Duke, they could finish tied for the division title. And, of course, they did that last year. And Larry Fedora would be out there on the recruiting trail saying, hey, I've only been in Chapel Hill for 2 years, and we tied for the division title both years. That's the kind of success that generally will get you some attention from the next generation of recruits. So in that sense, even beyond bowl eligibility, I think there's a lot of meaningful football left for the Tar Heels in a season where most folks didn't think that was possible about a month and a half ago.
It seems to me that when people look at this game on the schedule for Carolina, Old Dominion coming in here, admittedly, Carolina ought to win that game over Old Dominion, but this season in particular, you never know what's going to happen from week to week, and look what happened to us against East Carolina earlier in the season.
Yeah, and East Carolina actually played Old Dominion, and Old Dominion threw the ball all over the place and put up a lot of yards and a good number of points as well. So, I mean, the Pirates were able to beat ODU, and the Tar Heels hope to do the same. But this is a team that has confidence in its ability to throw the ball around. And ECU fit that description and went into Kenan Stadium and put up 55 points. I don't think that will happen this time, but the Tar Heels, I think, learned their lesson. I think they've been following Larry Fedora's advice about just worrying about being 1-0 each Saturday. And as long as you make that your plan and your focus, good things usually happen. But you're right. Don't take anything for granted in this ACC football season because, heck, there are a lot of people who thought they would live forever never to see Duke beat Miami in football in a way where the Blue Devils not just won on the scoreboard but manhandled the Hurricanes at the line of scrimmage and otherwise. That just happened. So if that can happen, anything can happen.
Well, you know, I don't want, you know, people, you look at this game, you look at this excellent job that Marquise Williams has done on offense as Carolina's full-time quarterback, but the guy I want to mention is Kareem Martin. What a turnaround on defense for this Tar Heel football team, and he has really led the charge.
No doubt about it. I'm formulating my All-ACC ballot right now, and he's one of those Tar Heels who's prominent on it. And he was absolutely dominating in that Pittsburgh game. And he's really gotten better, I think, as the season has gone along. And I think that whole defense, at some point earlier this year, the coaching staff decided to take away some of the complexity of what they were trying to do, give their defensive players fewer things to think about, and just hope that they executed those fewer things better. And that's exactly how it has turned out. And Kareem Martin has led the way. A guy like Trey Boston in the secondary has also been a big part of it. A guy like Jeff Schottmer, the former walk-on at linebacker, also a big part of it. It's been a team effort, and I really think it stems from a philosophical change by that defensive staff that you never know if it's going to work out for sure, but it has worked out quite well because that defense has been the foundation of a lot of these victories. And after giving up 55 to ECU, I don't think many people thought that was possible.
Dave Glenn, always a pleasure, and enjoy your football weekend.
Hey, thank you, Ron. You too.
827 at WCHL and other sports this morning. The number 12-ranked Tar Heel women's basketball team back on the court tonight. And the Tar Heels will welcome Coastal Carolina into the cozy confines of Carmichael Arena. It's the 6 p.m. tip-off. Carolina's game against Coastal Carolina will be broadcast live starting at 6 right here on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming online at chapelboro.com. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Carolina women's basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Upset last night on the hardwoods in men's basketball. North Carolina Central defeated North Carolina State in Raleigh, 82-72. The number 14 Carolina volleyball team had no problems at all, polishing off North Carolina State in three straight sets last night in Raleigh. Tar Heels have earned their third straight sweep of the Wolfpack. They're now 25-3, 14-3 in conference plays. Head coach Joe Segula, very happy with the balanced attack and the efficient serving of his team. Next up at the Tar Heels, a road trip up to College Park to take on Maryland Sunday at 2. And NCAA tournament action gets underway for the Carolina men's soccer team tonight at Fetzer Field. They will kick things off against South Florida. Carolina was once ranked as the top team in the nation earlier this season. They've struggled to get their offense on par with their stingy defense. Now the Tar Heels will strive to advance past the first round in a postseason where the program owns a 29-17-6 overall mark. In fact, UNC has appeared in 14 of the last 15 NCAA tournaments. Tickets will be free to all Carolina students tonight. 7 o'clock Thursday match will also be streamed online at Go Heels TV. 8:29 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Carrboro's premier adventure outfitters. It's the time of year to give thanks. To help us express appreciation for our amazing local outdoor adventure areas, join us at Wilson Park in Carrboro on Saturday, November 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. for our Bolin Creek cleanup party. To thank all participants, we will celebrate a cleaner trail with cider and cookies, as well as awesome raffle prizes, including a new pair of hiking boots from Anu. Visit our Facebook page for more information, or just meet us on the 23rd at 2 p.m. at Wilson Park. See you there.
Bette Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she did say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
This is Jackie Halvey. I love Carrboro. It's so edgy and trendsetting that it's practically French. In fact, our high concentration of art galleries and related facilities and services has earned us the nickname the Paris of the Piedmont. No easy task, but Carrboro does it brilliantly. In fact, Carrboro does it with an edge. Think about it.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the Triangle here in your own backyard.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carrboro Family Medicine for your health care needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carrboro Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health, and Carrboro Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's half off. $30 worth of merchandise and repairs available now for $15. For 28 years, the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital has been selling and servicing vacuums to the Triangle area. Vacuum Cleaner Hospital offers the best customer service and vacuum repair despite what brand you have. And they're located on South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. It's half off from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Carmill Carrboro. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Shop the unique and local stores of Carmill, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays at Carmill Carrboro. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 42 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. cloudy today. Slight chance of rain this morning. A high today in the low 50s, and that's it. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies again with near steady temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 60s. And coming up on the weekend, our high in the middle 50s on Saturday, but really taking a turn for the cooler by Sunday. Sunday, we'll have sunny skies with highs only in the upper 30s. So we're talking about really chilly weather this weekend.
7.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
834 at WCHL.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Ron Stutz. Teachers at Chapel Hill High School are accusing the school's principal of plagiarism in internal communications, but the superintendent of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, Tom Frisella, says many of the resources that the principal used were likely the same a lot of principals and teachers use.
I know that there are a variety of books that principals have access to with sample letters.
Porcello says he's reviewed the letters in question. One was compared to a letter that Principal Salura Jackson wrote at her former school, Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The other was compared to one written by an Arizona high school administrator.
It sounds very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model that are in a variety of different books that principals can pick up that really kind of gives you a framework for writing a letter.
Some teachers have told the Independent Weekly that they were embarrassed when they found out that the principal did this. However, the works were not published. They were internal communications, and she told the Indy she could point out the sources if someone asked. Porcella says the point that was most puzzling to him was that the article pointed to the fact that Salura Jackson copied letters that she herself had written while she was at her former school.
Ms. Jackson was the founding principal of the school that she was worked at and the only principal they've ever had. So I think if she's using information or using written material from her prior school, she probably wrote it.
Porcello says he hopes the school and the district will learn from this matter about how to best handle internal matters.
And if this were a concern by a few staff members, I think it would have been a lot easier to contact the principal directly and just say, geez, you know, I'm wondering if this was cited correctly or I saw this letter somewhere else, rather than going to the media and creating a story that I think there was a perfect explanation for.
Class rankings are doing students more harm than good, according to the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board. At tonight's meeting, the board will discuss a plan to ask the North Carolina General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. According to administrators, about half of the nation's high schools have already done away with class rankings. The board will also discuss recent test results released earlier this month that showed economically disadvantaged students struggling to meet new state standards. The meeting will start tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Elected officials from Carborough, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County will come together tonight to discuss affordable housing, recycling, and the future of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Affordable housing advocates are working to create a countywide housing referral network to help residents find affordable housing here in Orange County. Some elected officials have suggested a bond referendum to help finance new housing options. The towns and county will also consider the potential for future collaboration on recycling as the curbside pickup program is shifting to a new funding model. County leaders hope the towns will sign off on a new interlocal agreement by the start of next year. In addition, the various boards and council will discuss the status of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County officials worked for 18 months to bring sewer service and a community center to the neighborhood that bore the burden of the landfill for 40 years. That plan is now on hold. Elected officials will consider creating an implementation plan to move these projects ahead. The Assembly of Governments begins at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time is 8:38. Coming up, we have today's commentary from Raleigh Mann. Nobody likes to pay taxes, but come on, we need to pay them to keep things going. And we're going to tell you all about the Great American Smokeout. That is on the way right here on WCHL.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
With New Year's resolutions, ever notice how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $1,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a holiday payment credit up to $1,000 or financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months. Wow! Parking a certified pre-owned BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. As the volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Holiday payment cash on select models. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before November 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
Gobble, gobble, said the guajolote.
Margaret, are you talking gibberish or giblets?
I'm talking turkey, Ron. Guajolote means turkey in Spanish, and I thought this would be a fun way to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving.
But Margaret's Cantina is closed Thanksgiving Day.
True. We spend Thursday with our families and friends, but we're open the rest of the week, and our Southwestern cuisine is the perfect alternative to traditional Thanksgiving fare.
Margaret's Cantina in Timberline Shopping Center. Seasonal, local, authentic.
Orange County Solid Waste reminds you to safely dispose of syringes. The improper disposal of needles has a major impact on sanitation workers and their families. Each accidental needle stick requires HIV and hepatitis testing. Use hard wall plastic containers with tight lids. Avoid using thin plastic bottles and never throw loose needles in the garbage. For more information, please call Solid Waste Management at 919-968-2788.
Good morning. It is 840 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutzhan. A couple of special guests in the studio this morning, and they are here to tell you all about the Great American Smokeout. And first of all, Barbara Silver is here. And Barbara, I understand that you are a treatment specialist for the UNC Nicotine Dependence Program.
Yes, I am.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Also, we have Lana Simons here. She's a Chapel Hill employee who quit smoking by using this program. Congratulations, Lana.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for being here today.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, the American Cancer Society is well known for a lot of special events. This is one of the best ones. The Great American Smokeout happens on the third Thursday of November each year. By encouraging smokers to use the date to make a plan to quit or to plan in advance, UNC Family Medicine very involved in this. And Barbara, tell us what's happening today.
Okay, well, so today is the Great American Smokeout. It's always the Thursday before Thanksgiving. And there's going to be events at Family Medicine and also up at the Cancer Hospital. We'll be hosting tables that will have lots of information to help people if they're ready to quit, if they're thinking about quitting, where to go to get help. We also have counselors to help people at Family Medicine and at the Cancer Hospital to work with you when you're ready to quit.
Lana, I want to ask you, because you are a living, breathing example of success with this program.
So far, yes.
Tell us how you got... Oh, come on, let's be positive now. Tell us how you got involved in this program and what it's done for you.
I got involved because Barbara had come to our station to get the drivers, employees, to quit. And the incentive was a $25 gift card if you joined.
Yeah. How long had you been a smoker at that time?
50 years.
Wow.
50 Whoa. Years. I started when I was 15.
My goodness. And you gave it up after 50 years?
Yes.
My.
With the help of Barbara and Chapel Hill and for giving us the patches and for all the encouragement.
How do you feel after you quit smoking after all that time? You feel better?
I feel fine, but I like the fact that I don't smell of cigarette smoke.
I didn't smell you when you came in.
That's because I haven't smoked in 9 months.
That is really fantastic, and I know it's taken a lot of willpower to do this.
Every day I say to myself, I could have a cigarette. I'm grown. I have my own money. I can have a cigarette. And I'm too lazy to go buy them. I don't want to spend the money. And it's not good. It's not good.
It does save you a lot of money over the course of time when you're not buying cigarettes when you were used to putting out all that money.
Yeah. Well, now it's spending it all on fruits and vegetables.
Good for you. Fantastic. Barbara, Lana seems to me the perfect example of someone who can quit. And a lot of folks have incentive to quit today. They can, as we might say, go cold turkey.
Exactly.
What is
exactly.
the turkey thing all about?
I don't know what the turkey thing is all about. I mean, apparently there's some kind of a raffle, but this is the first I've heard of it.
You can win a turkey at the UNC Family Medicine Center for the Great American Smokeout. And that is really cool.
And that's probably because we talk about going cold turkey, quitting without any help. But the thing is, the nicotine dependence program and the programs at the hospital, we're here to give you help and also offer you some medications to help you quit.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's just a few days away from Thanksgiving, so it's appropriate to
have a lot to give thanks for if you quit today. We say, you know, quit for a day, quit for your life. Start becoming healthy right away.
Lana, I understand you're a bus driver at Chapel Hill Transit, and I got to say, doing this radio interview is probably a whole lot easier than driving a bus.
No.
No, not at all.
No, it's not. My palms are sweaty. On the bus, they're not.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but we appreciate your coming in and telling your story, because the cool thing is that it will encourage other people to do the same thing.
I hope so. I really and truly do. It's got to stop.
Your fellow employees at Chapel Hill Transit, do they look at you and say, you know, if she can do that, I can do that too?
Several that have tried the program, have started it, but can't continue. They do say, you know, we're proud of you. You're good.
Well, you're a shining example of succeeding. If you've done it for 9 months, you can do it for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt in my mind I would never, never start it again.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Big round of applause.
Proud of Lana. She worked hard to get where she is.
I did. Yeah.
And Barbara, I know you've been doing this for a long time, working in tobacco prevention and treatment for a decade or so. And, you know, there's no better example than
that.
I love it.
And people like Lana just, you know, make my day every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of people like her at the hospital. I work with the employees and family medicine and transit and Orange County. It's really great to see people doing this.
But she's wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if it wasn't for her, I would not have continued.
Wow.
She gave tips and encouragement and absolutely marvelous.
And she's very embarrassed at this point.
Yes, she is. I don't know why.
Thank you very much. Well, there are a number of us who do what I do, and I appreciate that, Lana. Thank you.
Well, it's working. So thank you so much for coming in and telling your story.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for doing what you do to help other people. And
thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate your helping to get the word out about what we do and how important it is for people to quit using tobacco, and we're here to help you.
If you've been thinking about quitting, today is the day.
Yay.
Great American Smokeout Day. Special thanks to UNC Family Medicine. They do so many wonderful things over there. And you know, Donna Parker and a lot of other outstanding people there. So thank you so much for coming in.
Have a good day, and happy Thanksgiving.
All righty. Thank you very much. And you're not just blowing smoke, I know. It's 8:40. 847 at WCHL.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current health care costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you you a free analysis of your investment strategy or health care plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
There are only 2 home games left in the 2013 Carolina football season, and you don't want to miss any of the action. Be there this Saturday at beautiful Kenan Stadium as the Tar Heels host Old Dominion at 12 noon. Before the game, join Coach Fedora and the team for the victory walk at 9:30. And don't miss the Mason Lovett Band performing live at Tar Heel Town. Get there early and stay late for Tar Heel football. Tickets are still available. Visit GoHeels.com for yours today.
It is 8:49 at WCHL's Ron Stutz, and time now to hear from today's commentator on WCHL.
Now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Coming up with that money at certain times in the year can be painful, especially now. I wonder, though, why we haven't figured out that taxes are necessary. As individuals, don't we have to pay for the things we buy? If I have a heart attack, I'm really glad that trained medical people will rush me to the hospital, and there, other trained people will take care of me. Taxes. They drive their own roads that I help to build and pave. So if you don't like paying taxes, be sure never to call 911 or drive anywhere. Don't take your garbage to the curb. If somebody breaks into your house, don't call the police. Don't attend a state university. Don't flush. Don't let Medicare pay your medical bills if you're over 65 or disabled. Don't use the local water. Stay away from the public library and the museum. And don't ride the bus. And by the way, don't use money. It's printed by the U.S. government. Don't expect zoning to protect your neighborhood, and don't expect anybody to plow your road when it snows. Now you're getting it. Is there waste? Of course. Are there things you wish your taxes didn't pay for? Absolutely. But I believe in paying for the things that we need. It's way better than cutting out things like good schools, care for the mentally ill, and all of those other things I mentioned. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is commerce plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
I talk to you every month about award-winning sales teams, but I rarely mention our service team and outstanding benefits of servicing your car or truck with us at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. Performance service fact number one, we can service any make or model, period. Performance service fact number two, we're an official North Carolina State Inspection Center. Yep, just like servicing any make or model, we can perform a state inspection on any vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number 3. We provide a free 27-point inspection with every visit to help you take the best care of your vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number 4. We have value service clubs for older vehicles with 100,000-plus miles. As a club member, you receive 15% off service and 10% off parts and accessories. Wow! We even offer concierge service, whereby we'll pick up your car, service it, return it to you clean and trouble-free. Give us a try. I promise you'll be wowed. Plus, bring 5 non-perishable food items to your service appointment, and we'll give you 15% off. All food donations benefit Family House of Chapel Hill.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carbondale. It is 44 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy all day. Slight chance of rain this morning. Our high temperature today in the low 50s. That's it. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight, and temperatures holding steady in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, we're looking at warmer, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of rain with a low around 52. Then on Saturday, a cooler day, high in the middle 50s, and also a big chance of rain. Saturday night's going to get cold with a low down around 30. And then on Sunday, colder and sunny skies, but really a brisk day, high only about 38 degrees on Sunday afternoon. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? It's one that you hear a lot, really kind of common usage. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the word of the day, if you can tell me what it means, and if you know the correct spelling, call right now. The word of the day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call, 919-929-WCHL. If you're the first correct caller, you'll get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
One of Chapel Hill's favorite people was honored yesterday at the White House.
This is one of my favorite events every year, especially special this year. As I look at this extraordinary group of individuals and our opportunity to honor them with our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This marks the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy establishing this award.
Carolina's legendary basketball coach, Dean Smith, is today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's what President Barack Obama had to say.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history. But his successes go far beyond X's and O's. Even as he won 78% of his games, he graduated 96% of his players. First coach to use multiple defenses in a game, he was the pioneer who popularized the idea of pointing to the passer. After a basket, players should point to the teammate who passed them the ball. And with his first national title on the line, he did have the good sense to give the ball to a 19-year-old kid named Michael Jordan. Although they used to joke that the only person who ever held Michael under 20 was Dean Smith. Coach Smith couldn't join us today due to an illness that he's facing with extraordinary courage. We also honor his courage in helping to change our country. He recruited the first black scholarship athlete to North Carolina and helped integrate a restaurant and a neighborhood in Chapel Hill. That's the kind of character he represented on and off the court.
On behalf of those in the Chapel Hill Cumberland community, we're awfully proud of Dean Smith and the whole Smith family.
Ron, a great day for Dean Smith, the Carolina community, and for the nation, as Dean Smith and 15 others honored today, but we are focusing, of course, on Dean Smith.
Some people would say he is in some pretty fast company. I would say that they're in some pretty fast company. People like Bill Clinton and Ernie Banks, Oprah Winfrey, and a lot of other very deserving people who have done a lot, and Dean Smith is right at the top of that list. Known for 36 years as head coach with the Carolina basketball team, 1961 to 1997, just a tremendous number of victories, more at the time of his retirement than any other coach in NCAA history. But I like to think of him as much more than a basketball coach. Great basketball coach, to be sure. And he changed the game in a lot of ways. But just such a great human being. And I think if you basically talk to any of his players, they'll say pretty much the same thing. That they remember him as a person rather than just a coach. Because he changed their lives.
Dean Smith, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Ruth Stone, who just called in with a word of the day. It is ostracize. O-S-T-R-A-C-I-Z-E. It means to exclude someone from a group by consent, ostracize, in other words, to shut someone out, Ruth Stone gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Tired of the same old shopping experience? Same stores? Same gift ideas? Come shop the unique stores at Carmel and Carrboro, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Carmel's locally owned specialty stores offer the latest in fashion, jewelry, and gifts. From toys for the kids to outdoor gear for the adventurous. When you're ready for a break, relax and enjoy a great lunch or dinner at one of our excellent restaurants. Come see us at Carmel, located in beautiful downtown Carrboro.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's half off, $30 worth of merchandise and repairs, available now for $15. For 28 years, the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital has been selling and servicing vacuums to the Triangle area. Vacuum Cleaner Hospital offers the best customer service and vacuum repair despite what brand you have. And they're located on South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. It's half off from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Warming up to 45 degrees, going to turn cold this weekend.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.